Brown, Senator Katie, Senator Rooney, and myself. Is the order of the time? Before us, we have House Bill 704, an act relating to automobile service corporations. Steve Silver, get this behind this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Steve Silver. I represent the AAA, American Automobile Association. The passage of HB 704 is specifically designed to change the insurance code to allow automobile service corporations generically to exist in Alaska. I'll read the major description of that to the representative of the Division of Insurance. The Division of Insurance does support the bill, but conceptually certain changes were required because the services offered by the American Automobile Association and other automobile service corporations are insurance, in that you pay a fee and you get certain guarantees of service on a contingent event, such as running out of gas or having a flat tire or having your car not start in the morning. The service fee is very small, and as opposed to normal insurance, and most other states, they're not required to register as an insurer. They're allowed to function under a separate statute of regulatory authority. This bill provides that statutory authority and generally conforms to the statutory or regulatory authority elsewhere in the country that allows the American Automobile Association and other service corporations to operate. That's all I have to say on the bill. I'd be happy to answer any questions if the committee has them.
Questions by the committee, Mr. Silver?
As soon as this bill passes, I guess they will come into the state. But not now, and they approached, they dealt with, I guess, the Division of Insurance. I'm not sure. Determined they needed statutory changes to allow them to operate under normal procedures, and they approached my firm to represent them in attempts to pass this legislation. Once it passes, they have committed to come into the state and operate and offer their services.
How many other states do they operate in?
I think they operate in all of 49.
Mr. Chair, we have automobile insurance program that went belly up about 7 years ago or so. And how did they operate?
I'm not greatly familiar with them. I was living in Anchorage at the time, and I remember reading some of their literature when they were trying to get started. They essentially offered the same services. They weren't able to make a go of it, and they subsequently went out of business. I can't tell you how they work in terms of the regulatory or statutory situation. Maybe the representative of the Division of Insurance can tell you that. We have a number of their founding board members. We've asked them to work with us and offered them essentially charter memberships if this legislation passes. They no longer exist, and I think it was primarily a business decision for them going out of business, but I cannot tell you how they operated as opposed to how they could load up.
That's really what I wanted to know. I appreciate your not being fully aware of what happened with the
bank. Maybe the representative can. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. There's some insurance here. If there are any questions you'd like to ask,
it sounds like you have a better system.
Let me just re-ask my question to Don Koch. Don, how is the former Alaska Automobile Club charter that was, if indeed they were chartered, some
illegally?
I love short answers. Thank you.
I'm Don Koch of the Division of Insurance. The thing you referred to did not apply for the domain authority. And I was not directly involved in it, but my recollection is that once we discovered they were in operation, provided the coverages that we deemed to be insurance, they were issued a cease and desist. I guess the real problem is, Steve Silver alluded to it, is that under the insurance code right now, we're the former insurance company. We've got some pretty hefty financial requirements, capital surplus. We have to be at least $500,000. Most insurance companies have very substantial monies at risk, per risk. As an individual, you might cover covering an individual, you might have 10, 20, 30, 40, plus thousands on that one list. Your automobile service corporations or automobile clubs, however you want to call them, it will be a rare case where that per risk liability is being specified on the drugs. So you really don't need quite financial protection, but you do need something. And so this is really designed to recognize that they're really a different entity, that you have some insurance, that you have no liability per risk. This should be adequate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions?
Thanks, Tom.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to pass this House Bill 704 from the committee with your recommendation.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next bill before the committee is House Bill 510. Mark Hanley.
My name is Mark Hanley. I work for Representative Terry Martin. Give you a brief overview of what the bill does and what it addresses, and then you can ask your questions. In the federal aviation regulations, public aircraft are exempted from certain of their regulations. And one of these is reporting of aircraft accidents and the investigation of aircraft accidents. Any state or municipal aircraft that is involved in an accident does not have to report that accident to anyone. There is no guarantee that that accident is investigated. The National Transportation Safety Board, which does the investigations of all civil aircraft, is willing to do these investigations, wants to do them, it won't cost the state any money. Public safety has come out in support of this resolution. They do investigate accidents of which they're aware of state aircraft. However, they don't have the expertise to do aircraft accident investigations. They don't have the people to study the aircraft themselves and to determine the reasons why. And basically what this does is it requires people operating state aircraft to notify public safety, and public safety then requests the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, to do an investigation. They can't do an investigation unless the state requests them to do an investigation. And the way the bill is drafted is right after the Part 830, which is the National Transportation Safety Board section on aircraft accidents. So this is drafted very similar to that, using the same definitions.
Thank you. Mr. McKay?
I guess I'm wondering why we want the feds or somebody come in and investigate the in-house aircraft, whether it's ADFG or the Department of Safety, you think the department and the administration or whatever, if they wanted them to come in, they could invite them in, I guess.
Right.
Why would we want to mandate it for?
To guarantee that they do get investigated, basically. There is nothing.
I'm asking why would we want to guarantee that ADFG stuff is still in the lake out in Department of Safety stuff is still landing or something. Why would we want to mandate that the federal government investigate? I guess that's the problem I'm at.
Right. Studying the total small damage included, if you look at the definition, it defines what?
I'll say wipes out.
Okay.
Okay. I'm talking about an accident.
Any accident. It's a public policy decision, I guess. National Transportation Safety Board feels like they should. Somebody should investigate the accident. We feel like some of them haven't been investigated and haven't been investigated properly.
You feel like or you know that they have?
Well,
have you had some accidents and some examples?
Yeah, the particularly the one on, I don't know if you're familiar with the public safety plane that went down on one of the small islands outside of Kodiak. The investigation, I've got a copy of the investigation that was done. Just looking at it, their determination after talking with the commissioner was that it was a mechanical failure. The engine wasn't broken down, apparently. There was an interview with the trooper that was involved with the in the accident. It was the only, investigation that was done into the accident. It looked like he ran out of fuel to me when I read the report. And basically, there was nothing done. There was, as far as I can see, it doesn't look like there was an actual determination of what the accident was.
I guess what I'm searching for tonight is, I as a municipality out there, I have the state government coming down and talking with municipalities on the government and getting in our local business. And as a state, I don't like it when the federal government comes down on it. And it seems like here we're saying, hey, we can't take care of our own problem, and we want you to come in and take care of it for us. Maybe we do, maybe we don't.
Right.
I'm not aware of the accident that you're talking about. That's
right.
Not a accident. It's that philosophy that bothers me.
Right. Well, they have no authority. The NTSB has no authority to take any regulatory action. In fact, the state would have to, the FAA has no authority to revoke the pilot's license if it's operating a state aircraft to do anything in that manner. It would strictly be an investigation. That's all they do, in fact. Is the investigation and presented for evidence. It would be an impartial investigation by the expert in the field, presented to public safety if that was the aircraft that was involved, and they would be able to take whatever action appropriate if it was the pilot's fault or if it was a mechanic's fault.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I missed how they handle it now. The Department of Public Safety requesting the investigation now.
They can.
They can?
Yes. From testimony we've had from Mr. Kabelnik, he's one of the investigators with NTSB, to his knowledge, they have not requested an aircraft accident investigation by them. There have been a couple of cases where they know of that state aircraft have been involved in accidents with other public aircraft, and they were only allowed to investigate the public air, I mean, excuse me, the civil aircraft part of that accident.
If the Department of Public Safety had requested that they investigate, they could?
They could, yes.
That's the point I think Senator McKay was trying to bring out, the fact that the Department of Public Safety supports the passage of this bill, which mandates that they do this. But on the other hand, if they want something investigated, all they have to do is request it, is that right?
True. It also requires that anybody involved that is involved in the accident report it to the public safety. As well as the Department of Natural Resources has planes, the university has planes. They don't, public safety doesn't.
Does the university request an investigation if they have it?
True.
Any state entity
could request that investigation.
Happening here? You understand?
Well, we don't feel like, I guess, that the accidents, we have a list of some of the accidents. And
if they weren't happy that investigation of Kodiak, who performed the investigation?
I don't know if they were unhappy with it. It's whether it was a fair investigation or not, I guess.
Who was involved, the public safety? If they requested an investigation, they would have gotten a report, right?
NTSB would have gone out to the investigation.
And then submitted a report to the requesting interview, right?
Right, as well as the FAA.
So in fact, if there were attempts to cover up, obviously there must be some indication that might be cover up in some of these investigations. The University of Alaska investigated one. They found out there are people, and they want to cover it up, the report be sent back to them.
Period. And no, it would also go to the Federal Aviation
Administration. I mean, as far as state entity is concerned.
Under this bill, it would go to public safety, the department requesting it, and the...
And public safety.
Right. Because they're being funded through public safety just to get one state agency to be doing the requesting of the investigations. Any state agency actually could ask for an investigation.
Mr. Chairman, there may well be a conflict of interest between the state and federal government as to the responsibility for an aircraft accident, given the runway and other facilities under control of the federal government. That might be an additional problem. How large a problem is, I don't know.
Well, it seems to me that public safety, like they do, they support the bill. It seems to me they could make a policy of the department to request investigations of any aircraft owned by the state or municipal governments that are involved in aircraft accidents in Alaska. And as soon as a plane is down or in an accident, that would trigger an investigation, a request for an investigation. I mean, isn't that...
If public safety, right, if they knew about the accident, it's true, I get to say, I don't know if you know about the state of the aircraft, the public safety first in the past, and even Department of Natural Resources, I know, had very little idea of exactly how many aircraft they had, where they were operating, and what goes on between the two.
Yeah, I'm sure the finance committee know that. I was down Florida Center at a meeting, and I'm cruising this far, and this plane comes flying in, and I find out that it's an REA plane. They have their own private plane down there. School district.
Down there? For the logging camp school district.
Well, the whole island, Southeast Island.
Yeah.
I was aware of that. Well, I wasn't. It's a good idea, though. It was in my district.
Yeah.
But if a plane like that were to go down and have an accident or whatever, say that plane were to have an accident, they could pay to have it fixed, and no notification, nobody would ever necessarily be asked to investigate that accident.
What's wrong with that? And then what's wrong with that? And then what if the Department of Safety did want to investigate it for some reason, it was brought to their attention, and then they could, because they called the transportation board and say, hey,
if they,
true, it wouldn't mandate that they could.
True. They could if they knew about the accident, I guess.
If you as a citizen concerned about it, you referred to the Department of Safety.
Right.
I'm not kidding. I'm just reminded.
Yeah, I just,
looks like makework.
Busy work for the bureaucracy. Is there any opposition to the bill? Is there any support for it?
Is there any support for it?
Obviously, the Department of Public Safety.
Well, that's, they've been here generally to testify for it.
They're going to have to show up.
I guess the National Transportation Safety, he felt there were some pilots, particularly there's a liability question involved as well. Just talking to him, he didn't feel like some of these accidents were investigated properly and the true findings were found in the state's liability.
Are you talking to who?
George Kavelnik from the National Transportation Safety. Well, they are aware of state aircraft accidents. There have been some incidents where certain pilots weren't qualified to pilot certain planes.
Any further questions? What do you suggest we do? Take the lead from me, because I think this bill is probably holding up adjournment. Self the committee.
I have my feelings either way. I'm not opposed to it. I'm not. I just
want you to do this better. Senator Fetch, are you opposed to that?
I think enthusiasm would probably be the wrong term.
Overwhelmed or underwhelmed? Senator Lee, what do you think?
I have no strong feelings about it. I have no strong feelings about the bill. There might be some marginal usefulness to the bill, but on the other hand, they can do it by super regulation.
Or they write a letter.
They just publish a reg.
They could, that's what I thought. They could publish a reg, and then which would trigger the request any time they hear of an aircraft accident involving state owned or municipal owned or whatever aircraft.
And then if they don't, actually, that would be preferable, because there's no provision for not complying with this bill. However, if they establish a regulation, they make sure everybody complies with their own regulations. It's a better solution.
You might be setting up a state for some liability here, too, Pat.
Yeah, actually, well, there would be, if we passed the, there would be more liability if we passed the statute and then it was ignored.
Right.
Okay, we're saying the same thing. And that's why a regulation probably is a better avenue from a liability point of view for the states. Like every other member, we could have,
well, this
this is holding up the German. Let's get out on the floor and put it up or down.
You going to carry it on the floor?
Sure. Put the coin to see who's for it and who's against it.
I'm neutral on it.
So am I. If you think there's a liability.
Oh, wait, so we may have too much time there. I'll move it past the bill. I may make a recommendation.
Any objections?
Any adjourn?
Thank you.
Yep. Did you cancel that show?
That what?
That radio show?
No, I haven't.
About 2.5 hours now, are we?